And that's the Tubes. Ian Trottier here for another discussion of truth. Look, we're going to bring on Edward Jacob Lang tomorrow. He was on with Charlie Kirk earlier today. He missed the scheduled time slot that we had due to that. His case is going to be heard by SCOTUS, or at least the ruling of the lower court is going to be heard by SCOTUS. He's a J6 prisoner, from what I understand and know, and he's been asking to be on the podcast for months now. Him and Patrick Byrne have come to some type of an agreement, and with his case now being looked at by SCOTUS, I thought it was great to bring him on. So anyway, we'll try to bring that to tomorrow. And without further ado, and by the way, the Tubes originally formed in, I think, Arizona, Phoenix, and rose to fame with a hit song in the early 80s in California. That's who I opened up with there. Usually I open up with Metallica, Seek and Destroy, but Gojira last episode, and this episode, the Tubes, because they're worthy of, iTunes patronage, if you will. The children in Maui should not be neglected, and my next guest is going to explain what he's been doing and what he's doing with his 501c3 to help the children, the homeless children in Maui. So Doug Osborne will be joining me momentarily. He's standing by right now as soon as I bring him in to the episode. This is Ian Trottier for Discussions of Truth, and got a lot of things working right now. Arizona's coming up, Phoenix, going to be at a Turning Point event in a few days, so look for some breaking episodes coming out of that, and Doug Osborne, dialing him in right now. Discuss the truth, Ian Trottier.
Hey, Ian.
Doug, happy, what do we got, Wednesday? No, today's happy Thursday.
It is Thursday, I'll yeah. say.
Happy Thursday. Doug, you landed, you got into Maui safe and sound.
Yes, sir. We are here.
That's great. And for folks not understanding the background, Doug and I were connected through a mutual friend out of Texas, and he was on a layover in Seattle when we first connected yesterday on his way to Maui. So, Doug, tell listeners what you're doing in Maui. What's taking you? What's taking you to Hawaii?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on, Ian. You guys are awesome, and we came over here to Maui. I run a nonprofit organization called Life Santa. And we've partnered with Mercury One, and we are here this weekend throwing a big Christmas party for 1,000 children that lost everything in the Maui fire. And it's been an ongoing labor of love since the fire started. We've also been building shelters for people that lost their homes. We're working on a 50 tiny home project right now as well. We're partnered with multiple different churches here, and the people here in Maui are just incredible, and we just love them so much. And so we want to do something fun for the kids and try and help them have a Christmas, because you know they've been through so much. So we're so humbled and grateful to be here, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event this weekend.
So Doug, talk a little bit about what a tiny home is, what's that partnership look like, what do they provide, what is a tiny home, and then transition into how you got involved, because I know there's another organization that kind of tied you into this, but tell our listeners what tiny homes are.
Yeah, so they're literally like little tiny homes. So Grace Bible Church has 7.5 acres that we're able to build on. And so there's multiple different tiny home companies that we're working with, and we're trying to finalize a couple deals with a few of them. And what we'll be able to provide is, you know, 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom tiny homes for families that lost their homes. And then when they're able to go back onto their property, they're going to be able to take those homes with them and put them on their property so they can have a place to live while they rebuild their homes. And then they can use those tiny homes for Ohana's or, you know, Airbnbs or whatever, or for more family. And so it's going to benefit them long term. And then as they move out, we can continue to put new tiny homes on the properties. And so it's an incredible labor of love. And you know, there's a lot of people involved. You know, we're fortunate enough and grateful to be partnered with Mercury One on this project, and working with Grace Bible Church, and they're just incredible. And so, and how we got into this, you know, I launched Life Santa July 25th of this year, and we actually partnered with a school district in Salt Lake City, Utah, that needed food and school supplies. And so our very first act of service was to do to get food and school supplies donated, and we were able to give about $30,000 worth of products to the school district. And then right after that was when the Maui fires hit, and you know, my friend JP Decker from Mercury One was on the air talking about, you know, the people over here in Maui and how they were trying to get surfboards and they're trying to get fishing gear and different things to help with the mental health and you know, food and all the other stuff that they were trying to deal with. And so I felt God say, you got to go help Maui. So I called up JP and I'm like, hey, what can we do? And he mentioned shelters, and I have a good friend over here that happens to be a builder. And so we connected with him, and, you know, literally, you know, within a couple of weeks, we were up and running here in Maui, getting stuff going there. So it's been an incredible experience. And, you know, I'm just grateful to God that we're able to be part of it.
Well, it's remarkable, Doug, it's remarkable that there are people like you in the world now. And it's reassuring, of course, that people do the work that you're doing. For folks that don't understand who we have on the line with this, so Doug is from a well-known family. It is likely that you've heard of the background that he's from. Why don't you tell listeners a little bit about what family you're from? Not much, just a little bit, Doug, and then also. You know, also tell listeners, you know, why you do this. Of course, sounds like you've been you're getting the desire to do this from a higher presence. But if you kind of tell listeners a little bit about those two things.
Yeah. So you know, everyone, it's pretty amazing. Like, everyone knows my family. Most people, I guess, on the planet. If you know the Osmonds, that's my family. Alan Osmond of the Osmond Brothers is my dad. Donnie Osmond, Marie Osmond are my uncle and aunt. I grew up in the music industry. My dad is one of the guys that started Children's Miracle Network, which is one of the biggest charities, you know, that I know. Wow. They've raised over $7 billion for children's hospitals.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know, the performing and the producing. And so I grew up in that world. And, you know, my dad always taught me, you know, to work hard and to treat people with respect and to look to God and just, you know, be a servant and help others. And I absolutely love people. I think people in general are really good. And the last few years have been really, really tough for everybody. And I really wanted to do something that would inspire hope and joy. And to bring some of that back and to inspire others to do things. And so one of the things I love about Life Santa is, you know, this project with the tiny homes, it's a big project. And this event this weekend is a big undertaking. But I also am all about the little acts of kindness. One of our volunteers over here told me yesterday they were, you know, they're in the spirit of giving right now. And they're like, they were at Walmart and they saw this woman that literally didn't have any legs, and they're like, we have to do something for her. She was in this wheelchair, and so she went and bought her a gift card, you know, $50 gift card, and walked up to her and said, Merry Christmas, you know, we hope this brings you some joy. And the lady went to grab it, and she literally didn't have hands either. And so the gentleman that was pushing her wheelchair, who also was missing a leg, had to take it for her, and she just started weeping and crying, saying, my goodness, like, is there anything else we can do, you know? And but that little act of kindness that she was able to offer to this woman yesterday changed, not only, you know, helped this woman in the wheelchair, but it also helped her that it gave. And so, you know, and it's amazing when you're serving other people, you know, you're serving God and you change, and it's so much better. Like, I've never done anything for someone else where I didn't walk away being a better person. And so we just, I want to inspire people to go do things for other people, you know, and it, as small as smiling, you know, saying hello, you know, and just being kind. And so that's, that, you know, our tagline is for goodness sake, you know, and that's what we're all about. So.
Doug, I think they call people like you saints. Now, tell listeners what you see. You're currently on ground, right, in Maui. What's it like there right now?
You know, so over in Lahaina, right, I was there this morning, and it's devastating. Like, I was telling some of the locals here this morning. I met with Grace Bible Church this morning, and we're going over the details for this weekend. And I said, you know, I was driving past all this devastation and destruction this morning, and the emotions were through the roof. You know, they've been through so much, and to deal with it, especially at this time of year, there's like over 11,000 people that are displaced, and it's just heartbreaking. And I look at how abundantly, you know, my life has been blessed, and so many people. This is such a small thing for me to be able to come over and help and try and do something and make a difference. And that's the whole point of this. But the emotions are all over the place. You know, it's sad, it's anger, it's like hopeless. And then you also look at all the people that are gathering and rallying together. And man, the spirit of Aloha is powerful, and it changes you. And I'm so humbled to be here and to witness the faith and the hope that the people of Maui have. And so it's such a blessing to be here. But yeah, it is, there's a lot to do. LifeSana is a small part of this. You know, we have a lot that we still need to do. We need to still raise a lot of money to continue our efforts here and other places. You know, we'd like to do a lot of things this coming year. And so we need everyone's support. And I was, you know, my whole thought is, you know, if everybody does a little bit, we can change the world. You know, I mean, if it's a $10 donation, people don't think that goes very far. But if you had, you know, 100,000 people give you $10, it changes everything. And it's so powerful, and it gets everyone involved. So we have a campaign going on right now called You've Been Santed. And we're challenging people to do an act of kindness for someone else, tag them on social media, challenge them to do something else, and then donate $10 or more to LifeSana. And what we will do is we will do an act of kindness in their behalf for someone else. So that campaign is going through Christmas. So
amazing. Yeah, I think I'll make a donation myself. LifeSana.org, right, Doug?
Yes, sir. It's LifeSana.org. And you can donate right there. You'll get a tax receipt and all that good stuff. We are a 501c3. And the money that we receive, you know, we look at the funds that we receive as God's money. And it's not our funds. They're for doing good for others. And so every dollar is sacred, and, you know, and every dollar spent is justified. So we're just humbled and grateful that so many people are jumping on board and helping. And again, like, I'm a changed man just by being here in Maui and seeing the hope and the power and the joy that these people have, even through massive tragedy. And it gives me hope in humanity. And I love people, and I love the people here in Hawaii. The people in Maui are just some of the best people on the planet. I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, thank goodness you're involved in helping them out, and you've given a wonderful example of how the gratitude was received by this woman without legs. And
it's insane, you know. And what started out for me is I remember a couple of years ago I bought a burger for someone in a drive-thru, and I pulled off to the side because I'd make a call, and I literally watched this woman have a total breakdown in the drive-thru, and she was crying, and like the fast food worker was like, come on lady, move, you know. And yeah. And it hit me really hard that if that, you know, $10 act of kindness, it was just because, right, there was no reason for it, it wasn't a particular season or anything, it was just because, And I was like, if that meant that much to her, I can only imagine what she's dealing with in life. And, you know, God bless her, you know, and everybody's dealing with something. That's the thing that I don't think we'll realize sometimes. Whenever you see anybody else, I guarantee you they're fighting a battle of some kind. And everyone's dealing with stress. They're dealing with something in their life that, you know, they wish that they could get some help or get some relief from. And so when we can inspire people to just be kind and to do things for someone else because you can, and do it for goodness sake, that's what's going to change our world, and that's what's going to bring us closer together. And I am so excited for the future. I'm so, like, hopeful because, I believe people are good, and I love people, and I just – it's very humbling to be able to do this and to help others.
Doug, talk a little bit about how long you're going to be in Miami – or, excuse me, in Maui, and then how long you'll be in Miami there on the ground, and then – talk a little bit about, I know that you've got something going on. Life Santa has something going on in Nashville.
So actually what's going on right now is we're going to be here in Maui until Sunday. So we're going to, the event's on Saturday, then we're going to wrap up. We have a few other people we would like to visit, a couple other guests we're going to get to other people. And then we're going to all head home on Sunday. And then right now our partner Mercury One, who is one of the most incredible nonprofits on this planet. They're in Nashville right now doing cleanup for the people who got hit with the tornadoes. And so I'm going to be talking with JP this weekend about what we can do to help in that effort as well. Because, again, people out of nowhere had their lives just turned upside down.
Yeah.
You know, my brother's actually in Nashville, and thank heavens he didn't get hit by the tornado, but it was about 10 miles from his house. And so he was giving me an update on what's going on over there.
Wow.
And again, you know, I'm not sure what we can do yet, but we can do something. And so that, again, that You've Been Santa challenge, if we can get that funded, that allows us to be, to move quickly and to do, you know, projects like the Nashville tornado now, and to go and support Mercury One and other organizations over there to help bring some relief and bring some hope to people that need it. And so that's another project that we are trying to figure out right now. So,
Doug, remarkable work that you're doing. It's wonderful, and I appreciate I appreciate the association and being introduced to you. And thank goodness that there's people like you in the world that are bringing this to make this world a better place. So I commend you for everything you're doing. Would you please leave listeners with some closing thoughts. What would you like them to take away? You've said quite a bit, some closing thoughts.
Oh, man. Well, first, you know, Ian, thank you so much for having me on. I'm grateful for our mutual friend, Susan, who introduced us. I am just so grateful for people that are willing to do something for someone else. And if you're listening and you really want to make a difference, even if it's $5 or $10, if you would be willing to go to lifesanta.org, make a donation of any amount, we will use those funds to bless the lives of other people. And it's going to make a huge difference in this world. And I thank you in advance to anyone and everyone that wants to support us. Again, we're just getting started. We launched July 25th, but I firmly believe that if everyone can do just a little bit, we can change the world.
Doug, I look forward to having you back on in the future. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Osmond. And it just blows me away that there are people like this. Now, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot of great organizations. There are a lot of charities. There are a lot of good things happening in the world. And I'll give you the background here on, you know, we'll have Jake Lang. I'll do Jake Lang tomorrow. But Go back, not too far back, but if you go back to it's on Citizen Media News. There's an episode I did recently down in Las Vegas with a woman named Amy Coella, and Michelle Peterson. We are all familiar with the, well, not all of us, but many of us perhaps are familiar with the Sound of Freedom movie. That's that tracked the career of a guy named Tim Ballard. What's happening at the southern border in the United States right now under the current administration, or if you will, regime, is appalling. And I'm making a contrast here. That's all I'm doing here is making a contrast. You've got the work that Doug's doing. But what's also happening is, on the flip side, there's some very malicious organizations. And an unfortunate aspect of life is something called child trafficking. I was on a conference call earlier today for about 2 hours regarding that topic. Amy Coelho, who you can find my episode with her on Citizen Media News in conjunction with Michelle Peterson. Amy Coelho, ladies and gentlemen, she exposed what is the largest child trafficking ring in the United States, something called La Luz del Mundo. It is essentially ran by an organization known as MS-13 that I understood to be El Salvador, but from Amy's exposure had come through Honduras. These children are being trafficked for their organs, for labor, for malicious sexual activity, for what we also know, something called adrenochrome, which can be produced synthetically, and the United States Army has a patent on this. These are all things that are happening that don't get a lot of mainstream attention, if any. Hence, this is why I accepted the invitation in 2016 in Miami to start what has become known as Discussions of Truth. I started this in 2016 out of an invitation, simply because I had accepted another invitation, and that was to look into the Zika virus. Back then in 2016. So this, of course, is not mainstream. This is alternative media, which is in various populaces or areas of the world and the country, is becoming the mainstream because people are realizing that the mainstream is propaganda. It's feeding various narratives that that support and strengthen various corporations that may not have, let's just say, the best interest of the United States. So you take that and you compare that to what Doug is doing. Okay? He comes from a family that's very well known, all right? They've done well in the music industry. I didn't ask him, but I suspect Doug is not needing a home, right? He's not in a homeless shelter. He's not in a soup kitchen. He's probably living a very comfortable life. This guy does not need to be helping other people. He doesn't need to be. I mean, I can almost guarantee you, we can have him back on the program and I can ask him that question, but I suspect that this guy doesn't need to be doing anything remotely regarding what he's doing. He probably has a comfortable lifestyle, just based off of what I know about his family history. Yet he's making the active decision because his being, his soul, his connection to the universe, his connection to God, if you will, and I don't make the podcast religious, but whatever your God is, he's making that life decision for him and who his being is. He's making the decision to help people. And most importantly, of all people that could be needing help, he's helping children because they need it the most. So it blows me away. It blows me away that people like him exist, and they do. And I've known some great people in life. Look, I've known some great people. I've known a lot of not great people. And I've known some great people. Doug, from the 15 to 20 minutes we spent with him, 19 minutes, 17, something, whatever it was, he's a great person. Okay? And I'm going to go give right now. I'm going to give him 10 bucks. LifeSanta.org. I recommend you do the same. Give him a buck, give him five, whatever it is. You get somebody like this that's making the world a better place, fund it. So that's LifeSanta.org. Doug Osmond, pass the episode along. Give a little bit to LifeSanta. And I'll stay in touch with Doug and bring him back on, very likely, in the future to get an update as to how his organization is growing. I thank you for tuning in to another Discussion of Truth. Tomorrow, we will be hosting Jake Lang. Like I said, he had a slot this morning. I was going to do him before. I was going to bring him on before Doug. But he had an invitation from Charlie Kirk. He took it. Charlie Kirk is Turning Point USA founder. I don't know him, never met him, but I will be at his event this weekend. So if you know Charlie Kirk or you know his podcast platform or his radio shows, and you want to hear more about Jake Lang before you tune into my time with Jake, go to Charlie Kirk and Jake Lang. So at the moment, expect Jake Lang tomorrow. And folks, until then, keep doing what you're doing and be awesome.